Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Exodus 8 verse 1 to Exodus 8 verse 32.
Frog on a stick! Frog on a stick! Hop to it and get him when they're hot! We left the eyes in so they'd see you through the week!
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Oh, what a piece of shit book this is. Giant frogs. Giant frogs. What can I say? Back to you.
happy to serve you, yeah.
How can I serve you some frog on a stick? Anyway, sorry. I had Lewis Black running through my head this morning for some reason.
Dipping sauce. Dipping sauce. Lots of dipping sauce.
Yes. Speaking of dipping, we're going to dip in an Exodus again.
Yep.
Yeah, we're starting at the first one, starting with Exodus 9:1.
9:1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
Hey, Pharaoh.
Spin his ear.
Yeah. I think he's trying to tell him to go, go and fuck Pharaoh, try to get him from behind. And he's like, because, they always say when they go in onto the ladies to make them pregnant, that's what he says, go on into them, so.
Let me persuade you with my rod.
Yes. I have a nice rod. 9:2:4. If thou refusest to let them go and wilt hold them still. He's like holding on to his teddy bear.
I don't want him to go.
Don't go.
I will miss the pink flamingos.
You can keep the flamingos. Just let us go. We'll come back.
Poor Pharaoh.
Poor Pharaoh.
9:3. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field. Upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain.
A very grievous murrain, like lemon meringue. No.
Yes. Yes. Did you forget the sugar and lemon meringue pie is just one big pucker fest, I guess.
Yes, it is. And again, there's those camels that don't exist yet.
Yep. Murrain is just an old word for it. It's a plague. A disease primarily affecting cattle and or crops. So a blight.
A type of blight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners probably know this stuff, but we certainly didn't.
We had to look it up. So.
Yes, we had to look this shit up.
I did not know that word.
Yeah. I've never heard that word myself. I was just like, the only meringue I saw was, lemon meringue, but that's, that's just different spelling. 9:4.
And now you know.
And now you know. 9:4. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. So he's going to make sure that all the grains and shit that came through with all the bad, we went through all those goddamn other plagues, the frogs, the flies, the other crap, and we're going to feed the cattle of Egypt, just those stuff, that fucked up grain from all the bad blooming water and everything like this. So this way they're going to get sick, and Egypt, we had some secret stuff stored, so they won't get it. So we're going to poison them. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Israelites lived separately, as far as I recall from the story of Joseph. They had their own suburb, and so it doesn't surprise me that their cattle aren't grazing with Egypt.
Oh yeah, probably not.
So why would they get sick, especially if this is a disease that might be passed from cow to cow, or it's something that's in the grain that they're feeding the cows of Egypt? So, no miracle here.
No miracle here.
Like I think you mentioned before the show, espionage on the part
of
Moses and Aaron. They're poisoning.
Yeah, there's a little espionage going on. There's like, we've made a threat. We're going to kill all the cows. So God's going to kill all your cows. Like, yeah, right. Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make sure this happens.
What you can ascribe to actual physical events, you should not ascribe to an invisible deity.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
9:5, and the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, there's the again, they can't use this word tomorrow because that's an actual specific day. You know, it seems to me it's like they've already been doing this. They've been setting it up, you know, because all the grain and everything. They probably saw that the cattle were getting a little woozy. It's like, oh, you know what? I don't think those cows are looking pretty good. We'll just tell them that God killed them. Yeah.
Exactly. The cows just endured lice, which, you know, that could compromise the immune system, I would think. Infections from that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the water was affected. I don't know. These cows might not be doing so good to begin with. Yeah.
Yeah, and they might the Egyptians might actually supposedly might have more cattle than the Israel ones. So there's a factor that they have to use more resources, you know, take from the bad places to get to them. So or maybe there wasn't as many resources available at that time because of all the blooming water and crap too. So
right.
Oh, where we leave off. 9:6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow. Oh, Christ. Just say the next fucking day. Jesus Christ. They already told us you're going to do it tomorrow. Then you just didn't. Why reiterate it? Are we just reading this from the narrator's point of view at this point? Fuck. And all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died, not one. You just said the children of Israel's cattle didn't die, period. You did not die one. We didn't need this extra line. We didn't need all this extra shit.
I swear, every single story we've been reading in all of this so far has sounded more like God running a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a takeover scheme. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's a buy. You know, it's. And if this is about money, it's not about saving people. This is about a people becoming incredibly rich unto themselves.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're trying, and they're trying to, scam them or some shit. I think there's a bigger scam going on here than this. So.
Yes. Yes. 9:7.
Yes.
And Pharaoh sent and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go.
So who hardened his own fart? A hard fart is a shit, by the way. His own heart. Because we had talked about this before, prior. It's like, who hardened Pharaoh's heart? And it just says, did his own heart harden, or did God harden it? Because at this point, I think he hardened his own heart. I mean... Because, well, Israel was, or Moses or whoever at this point, is basically, you know, still pissing them off. It's like, I could see all your cattle is still alive, but mine are all dead, so now you're pissing me off even more.
Well, not just the cattle, but all of their beasts of burden.
Yep.
You know, the horses and the asses and the oxen and the sheep.
Yep. And trying to kill the economy and everything like that.
So everything that pulls a chariot or whatever, you know, or a cart mm-hmm. is gone. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
we're going to make everybody's life miserable. So, well, fuck off.
So we can get what we want. You get nothing.
Right. This is such a piece of shit move. I mean, really, it really is.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's Moses is not the good guy here. Everybody thinks he's the good guy because he's trying to get him to do a thing, but you're actually causing more misery for everybody else. It's just to get your thing. This is not the actions of a sane individual. This is the actions of a terrorist.
Yeah.
9:8. And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to your handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it towards the heaven in the sight of the Pharaoh. And what is that going to fucking do? I'm going to take ashes from furnaces and throw it up in the air. And then everybody who has asthma, which because we didn't know what asthma was back then, is going to go, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. What do ashes do? Nothing. They just make a big mess. This is where the ash, everybody puts the ash on their fucking forehead on Ash Wednesday comes from. Everybody's like, oh, I've a number of years ago, I was I forgot it was Ash Wednesday. I'm driving through town on my way to one of my stops, and I see people walking around with some schmutz on their fucking forehead. I'm like, okay, yeah, there's an idiot.
It must be something to live in a high Catholic community, because I never see that.
It was the first time I had actually ever seen it. Although I remember I went into the grocery store, and this one guy, it was on during Ash Week or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him, do you see a lot of people come? Because that's the only time they ever saw the fish that they serve all week long. And it's only during this one day, only this one week. Otherwise, it's only fish on Fridays. And I asked him, the guy said, do you see a lot of people coming in with schmutz on their forehead? He's like, yes. Oh, Christ. Obviously, I don't think he was religious. So at least he was like,
what the hell?
Yeah, he's like, okay.
You got something on your forehead.
I always want to lick my thumb and go, wait a minute. Let me clean that off for you. There you go.
Okay, so well, let's find out what this the ashes to ashes and dust
ash,
to dust.
Ash, yeah, let's find out what these ashes do.
Okay, 9:9, and it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt.
Wait a minute, dick. What a dick. First off, I was like, wait a minute. If it's gonna be all right, it's already killed off all their stuff already. All of Moses, or not Israel's, or not the Egyptians'
beasts.
Cattle. Yeah, it killed all their beasts already. But it's gonna bring boils on animals that are already dead. No, that's not how boils work. That's not how it works. And what is this ash gonna do? What was in this ash that it's gonna spread across? You're one person. You're gonna throw up. If I throw a little bit of dust up in the air, if I walked out right now, grab some dust in the air and some dirt or whatever, throw it up in the air, and after a couple of minutes, it's gonna dissipate. I mean, where's it gonna go? And then it's going to affect everybody in my where I live because I did this thing? No, that's bullshit. This is just you're appealing to magic at this point.
A boil is just an abscess.
Yeah.
And it starts when a hair follicle gland. How the hell would this have anything to do with this? That?
You know, although they've already gone through all these plagues, and now you've got all these dead animals rolling around.
Yes.
So now
that's more the case, and everybody had lice.
Yep.
So your skin, you just had all these and fleas.
Right.
So it make it.
And these things, they didn't know what, you know, control with what to do with these type of animals. I mean, in a greater scale like this, I mean, if whatever it was could have jumped onto them, the lice and the whatever jumping on them. So that's probably where these boils are coming from. So
how boils are formed, usually caused by an ingrown hair or a result of a splinter or a foreign material that's been lodged in the skin. Others are acne and plugged sweat glands that become infected. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm sorry. I say something about being able to clean your skin properly. Yep.
That's probably they probably couldn't wash up because the river had been all fucked up for the last while, right.
And that led to lice, and then we had other skin diseases that have already happened. So blow it out your ear, God.
Yeah,
blow it. 9:10.
Yep. 9:9.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. 9:9. And it shall become, I read that. And it shall become small dust in the land. So the ashes will become dust, and it shall be a boil. I read that.
Oh, you did read that. Okay. I thought you didn't. All right. Never mind.
Yeah,
I thought you had.
Yeah.
I
throughout thought you, all the lands of Egypt.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. You did. 9:10. I'm sorry. We got talking about boils and then like, okay.
I was just curious how they form, because again, we're trying to suss this out. We're going, well, that's not how boils happen.
Right, exactly. So. 9:10. And they took the ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it upon heaven. Oh, I'm sorry. Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast, which we just fucking read previously.
Right. We have to declare it, and then we have to do it.
Yeah.
9:11, and the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians.
So it's, oh, cryweenie. I'm at a loss of words at this point. Honestly, this whole thing is just so fucked up.
So maybe the magicians could have duplicated this trick, but we won't know because they had boils, I guess, on their feet, or they were just in such pain that they had to lay down.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, it says they could not stand. It's like, so I imagine that, they probably had boils on their feet or something. Probably because of all this other shit that's going on. And, again, throwing shit in the air, going, oh, look at me, I threw dust from the furnace. Yeah, good ashes. Whatever. As I'm sitting there swinging my arm like you can actually see me. 9:12. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. See, now there we go. There's the one where God is supposedly doing it now. And he hearkened unto them as the Lord had spoken unto Moses.
How many more times is Pharaoh's heart going to be hardened? I mean, is this a gradual thing? Is this sort of like, it's just gradually from the bottom
sticking
up? And,
and this is apparently, this is the fourth time he's done this. Now, I have to ask. Why, and we kind of previously may have asked this priorly, why would it take God to do this four times, so many times to get him to change his mind, but then he's making him not change his mind? I don't understand why God, in this instance, God's just being a goddamn dick. I mean,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he's just being a dick. He's just trying to show this kind of persecution that the Egyptians are supposed to putting on him. But he's the one causing this.
Well, it makes me wonder, I've never thought about this before. What if the Lord can only harden Pharaoh's heart at, for a short time? And then, it's sort of like mind control, and then Pharaoh comes to himself and he's fine. This is just a temporary condition, and he's preventing Pharaoh from releasing them.
Oh, okay.
Pharaoh might want to release them, but he's actually usurped Pharaoh's free will.
Yep.
And Pharaoh can't release them because he's been prevented. But I don't believe in that.
No, I'm wondering, did God tell Moses? I remember reading, correct me if I'm wrong, that God told Moses that he was going to harden his heart. He was going to harden his heart every time he asked him.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, by the way, I'm going to, I want you to really work for this. But even though, I know I could convince him by softening his heart, but I'm going to harden his heart against you. But I want you to ask anyway. So because we want to set up this series of events just to, make it sound really good.
Now I want to see like Dark Matter 2525, the YouTuber, make a video where Pharaoh's actually a really sweet, kind, forgiving guy. Mm-hmm. And Moses is this jerk who shows up every time and he screws up. And Pharaoh says, you know what? And Pharaoh's mad. He's like, well, I'm pissed off at you right now. But then Pharaoh thinks about it. He goes, I just can't live with that. I'm going to forget. I'll listen to him next time. Maybe this time it'll be reasonable. And every time Moses comes back and he's just a fucking jerkwad. And he's, like you said, he's actually killing the cattle. He's actually pouring shit into the water.
Yep. I think he actually did cover these in one of his videos, but he didn't make Fair look like the nice guy and everything.
Well, I'd say that because he seems like he's just being dragged down this road tooth and nail, and God's having to keep on hardening his heart.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, this guy doesn't want to be mad. Would you just stop shitting around with him?
Yeah, he's definitely fucking with him. He's definitely fucking with him.
And who wouldn't be mad if somebody did this crap? You're ruining the economy. You're ruining people's health. You're harming people. You're harming everything. Mm-hmm. We were at 13.
Yeah.
Okay. 9:13, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.
Again, well, he should have, This seems to me, this whole series of events seems to be completely unnecessary. I mean, he's just bringing along all this crap down for no reason whatsoever. I mean,
it repeats more than a pop song by
yeah
radio.
9:14. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. In the earth again. He's apparently okay. So this to me, it says that God is not the guy in the sky, the sky wizard. This is actually their devil that's doing this. So he's actually been listening to the wrong deity this whole time. I'm just saying. That's just me.
9:15. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth.
How are they going to cut him off from the earth? You're fucking living on the goddamn planet. Jesus Christ. Fucking people. This doesn't make any sense. Apparently God gives the power to Pharaoh so that he could show off his own power by tormenting and killing things. That's great. What we'll find out here in 9:16. And in the very deed for this cause have I raised thee up. And I'm sorry, I'm adding words in there. Raised thee up for to shew in thee my what? To shew in thee my power. Oh, fuck me. This goddamn sentence is the fucking worst. And that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. So he's like saying, okay, I see what you're doing, but I'm the guy that's supposed to be really important here, so you can't be, you know, showing off like this.
I really hate this. I hate this in the Bible, how it's saying that God is not only God of you and the people that believe in him like you. He's also the person who puts leaders in place.
Yeah.
He's the one who says who can and can't be in power. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So God allowed Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler was in power because God said
that. Oh, yeah, actually,
happen.
Yeah, there was a pastor. I remember a few years back that there was a pastor who said this. It's like, yeah, he's like praising Hitler because the fact is God put him in place because, well, the Jews weren't listening or some shit.
Well, and the Jews now have a holy land, and now we're looking for the second coming. That's one that I've seen,
yeah.
And it's just it's totally disgusting to me,
yeah.
I don't know, pompous.
It is.
No proof, anyway.
Right.
9:17. And yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go.
Okay.
So you're so I put you in power, but you know you're not going to let my people go, really.
Right. Yeah.
Really, God?
Because I don't remember. You know, I don't. Or is he saying? Is God saying this to Pharaoh? Or supposedly saying this to Pharaoh? Like, yeah, I put you in power, Pharaoh. So, but you're not going to let my own people go. I mean,
well, this is what he's telling Moses to tell Pharaoh. Still,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't. Yeah. No, that's a good point. I was just trying to figure out the narrative here.
Right.
Okay. 9:18. Behold, tomorrow. Again, fucking stupid old English. About this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail. Okay. Such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. So he looked at so he pulled up his weather app. It's like, yeah, there's rain coming. And it's supposed to be a really bad storm. So, you know.
A little cold front
coming through that. You know,
upper atmosphere gives what we call snow.
Yeah. You know, there are living in Wisconsin, you can always tell when, even if there's no clouds in the sky or there's just a few, you can always tell when it's going to rain because something the trees do. I mean, I noticed this when I was a kid. I mean, anybody would notice this, that the leaves kind of look like they're turned upward. They're backwards up. So he's just saying, okay, oh, there's rain coming. Oh, because I don't know if they had probably had some kind of trees that would probably do this, and this is probably something they've noticed, that the leaves start turning upwards. or backwards so they can, you know, catch the rain. Maybe he already knew that that it was going to rain based on simple observation of the climate around the area.
Yeah, how often does it hail in the Middle East, I wonder? Of course, this was a long time ago, so maybe the environment was a little bit different. But
yeah, that's possible, too. Yeah, because when we're always taught that Egypt, you know, it's like, it's all sand all the time. I mean, obviously they can grow grain and shit, so maybe they had to have some other vegetation.
Well, and the desert gets cold at night.
Yep.
Also, you can look on the horizon. If we get the wind usually comes from a certain direction, and it's funny because when the wind shifts in the fall and the winter, that's exactly when we get our big wind storms. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily notice it, but you do know. I mean, you not like consciously, but subconsciously, it's just kind of strange. We'll look at each other like, what's different? And we look and the flags are all flowing a different way.
Yep.
So you're right. You know, all you have to do is just notice the weather. And if your life is totally dependent upon the rising and the setting of the sun and the seasons, you know, you can tell when something's coming.
Oh, yeah.
9:19. Send therefore now and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home. The hail shall come down upon them and they shall die.
Oh.
Okay, so this is just a overarching thing that even the Israelites have to shelter themselves from, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's a line, I can't remember who said it, but it says the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to rain, it's not going to rain like just over Pharaoh's house. You know, it's not going to rain just in one small, tiny location. Although I living in the size city I do, which is not that huge, I have seen it where I've driven. It's like, oh, it's no rain over here, but I drive over across town and it's pouring fucking rain, but it just hasn't been, and it never comes over in my area where I live. So.
Wait, when it says hail, I'm thinking of ice pellets. I'm thinking of the balls, but I'm wondering, is that what this is? I mean, granted, you know, you can get like softball size hail down mm-hmm. in Texas and things like that. I've seen it dent where it dents cars.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Breaks windshields. So I'm curious what kind of storm this is.
Yeah, I'm
they're talking about.
I'm kind of curious. Where did we leave off? I'm sorry. Was that
19? So you're at 20.
Thank you very much. I thought so. 9:20. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. Wait a minute. What cattle? Did the Pharaoh? It said that he killed off all the cattle and all the asses and everything like this. Did he have some in reserve? Does this Bible not even know where it came from? Wait a minute. Does the Pharaoh have special cattle that was separate from everybody else's? It's like, oh, they're getting the good grain. I'm making sure that I keep a special cattle reserve, my private stock. You know, like what people keep wine in the cellar.
It's a very good year.
It's a very good year for cattle that year. This proves right there that the Bible doesn't know what this fucking talk about. You killed the cattle, but you're going to come back and that they're going to put the cattle in the houses. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. No way.
No way. Sorry. Bible disproved. We can wrap it up right now, Connie.
Okay. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
9:21. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and cattle in the field.
The
Egyptians are getting the choice whether they want to listen or not listen. Who is this?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
That's so basically saying, all right, it's like those threats that, you know, Christians say, like, you're going to go to hell because you don't believe. So if you don't believe that the rain or my words that supposedly, quote unquote, God is saying that it's going to hail, then all your cattle is going to get hit with all these with all this hail and shit.
Mm.
So you didn't believe me, so well, there's your punishment because you didn't believe me. You're just going to buy someone's basic word. But again, if they're noticing the weather, I'm sure they would have. If there were any kind of, you know, I don't know, human being that's been around, you know, weather, they would have already known this. I mean, I can see, I can look at a storm cloud and go, yeah, it's going to storm. I don't know what's going to fall out of it, but I know it's, if it looks dark enough, it looks like, oh, it looks like it's going to be pretty bad. So I take precautions. Why? Right. It just makes these Egyptians look like, oh, I'd like I never seen a rain before all of a sudden, and I just don't know what the weather's like. It's trying to make them look like they're idiots or something as well. Ugh. Where do we leave off? 22?
Yes.
Thank you. 9:22. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand towards heaven, that there may be a hail in the land of Egypt upon man and upon beast and upon every herb. I was going to say herb, but I know it's not herb. Every herb. Everybody named herb is going to get hit with rain. Every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. Okay, so now they're going to attack not only the Pharaoh's shit and the Egyptians, but they're going to attack even the people that they're trying to get out of Egypt. Yeah, that's brilliant. Let's say I'm a cop. Okay, I'm gonna shoot all the bad guys, and because you're with me, I'm gonna shoot all of you too. You're all cops, but I'm gonna shoot everybody. What fucking point? Good point is this? It's you're pissing everybody else off. Well, no, I'm not shooting. I when I say shoot, I mean like shoot with beanbags, you know.
9:23, and Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt.
Fire.
Wait, is this a volcanic eruption?
This sounds like a volcanic eruption to me. This sounds like a volcanic eruption because the fire ran along the ground. That sounds like a lava flow.
Make any sense? Yeah. Hailstones. Hailstones. Actually, if they're hailstones mixed with fire.
That's
weird.
That's
I have nothing.
Fire bombs. Lava bombs. Little
yeah,
lava bombs.
Or like the volcanoes ejecting.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller, you know, the rocks too. I mean,
yeah.
You get, Lord, this is weird. Is there even a volcanic?
Yeah,
is there
actually,
even a volcano near there?
Actually, there. I saw this video where they assume based on what we've read here that this is, you know, coming up. But when Moses goes up upon the mountain, he looks quote unquote into the face of God. He's actually looking into the mouth of a volcano. So
that's what the burning bush is.
Yeah.
And so that's what, you know, that makes so much more sense. It also makes sense why he would have hallucinated. Those gases that come off of volcanoes are, well, they're basically, I think they're toxic.
Yes, they are toxic.
Depending upon how much he inhaled, he would definitely have been seeing some shit.
Yeah.
You know, it also could explain a lot of the other things that have been happening
mm-hmm.
previous, because a volcano just usually doesn't erupt. And then that's all there is. There's, you know, like I said, there's other things that happen and affect the surrounding area.
And that would explain what he says, the ash from the furnace.
Yes, it does. Boils and why the cattle probably all died.
Right. And yeah, if the furnace, now when he says okay. Going back on this for just a moment, because I gotta think about this. When you take the ash from the furnace, now because when I was reading it, I was like, furnace is a good, you know, went to his stove and took ash out of his stove. But
well, probably where they made the bricks.
Yeah, probably where made the bricks. That's what I thought.
That, yeah.
But this, because the fires run along the ground, this sounds like a lava flow, and the furnace in this case, the ash that they're talking about, is actually volcanic ash.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense now.
Shoot. Okay.
All right,
then.
Okay, so this is starting. All right, now we're not talking about an activity caused by a god, but we're talking about activity of a volcano all this
exactly.
time.
Exactly, which again, people would attribute to gods because they didn't understand what was causing it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of our hour here, or half hour rather, but we only have a few more lines to go, so we're not going to cut it off, so you're going to get a lecture today. Where are we at, 24, thank you. 9:24, so there was hail, and fire mingled with hail, very grievous. such as there was none like it in the land of Egypt since it became a nation. So, yeah, this is actually, I'm really seeing this is a volcanic eruption.
Yeah, I do too. 9:25, and the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field.
Yeah, that's what lava would do.
Yeah, or and the lava, pumice, the rocks being thrown out of a volcano, yes.
Yeah, lava bombs. And I would say this has not actually happened in Egypt. Based on where this is, the location of where this is happening, I'm not sure if there's any volcanic activity in that area. So this actually might not actually be happening in Egypt. It's probably happening in some other location completely.
Right, right. Okay. Well, Egypt is a large country. Yeah. It's a large, I mean, they owned a lot of area. So
that's true.
For the pharaoh to, you know, if this actually happened in downtown Egypt, I don't think that there would be pharaoh and pyramids to even send him out. This must be an outer district where they keep the cattle and things.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
This has got to be an area that's where there was near a live active volcano. So
yeah, like you said, if this is the mountain of God, that near within however many hundreds of miles even of the mountain of God, having been in the area when St. Helens blew here in Washington, it affected the entire state.
Actually, it affected the entire planet, but
yeah, yes, it did. Well, I'm just saying that I lived in Ellensburg. I was a couple hours away over the pass, and we had 12 inches of. Was it 6 to 12 inches of ash on the ground?
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing those videos.
So, anyway, it'll affect a huge area. And like you said, it covers the world.
Oh, yeah.
So eventually.
Are we at 26?
Yes, 26.
Only 9:26. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Well, if there was a volcanic eruption, then it's going to, because of the wind and everything, it's going to blow in a certain direction.
Yes.
It's just that they were just saying, okay, in this location, we were safe. And volcanoes like Mount St. Helens, it affected, which is really weird with volcanoes, it can decimate most of the whole area behind it in one location, and the area right in one area that's like right up against it won't even be touched. It's like, okay, we're having a happy fest over here.
Yeah, if the woods had been going northward, we would have been the entire I-5 corridor or south.
Yep.
The winds were heading east that day.
Yeah.
So it can be very isolated. 9:27, and Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked.
So the Pharaoh is saying, okay, I've sinned against your imaginary sky wizard. Okay. What did he do, though? He didn't sin. He didn't do anything. All he did was do what God was supposedly kept hardening his heart. How did he sin? He's been under control, mind control from God this whole time and being pissed off by Moses. Fuck this line.
Yep.
This is bullshit line. 9:28, entreat the Lord, in parentheses now, for it is enough, outer parenthesis, that there is no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. So stop the volcano from erupting, which you can't possibly do, and then I will let your people go, basically saying.
So. Yeah. 9:29, and Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. Now, that'd be a good trick.
Yeah, that would be. So, all right, this is a good question. There's a question on here. Who actually owns the earth? Because apparently this is a contradiction, because in this particular one, it says God owns the earth in Genesis 14, 19, and 20. And 14, 19, and in 22, I'm sorry. The earth is the Lord's in Exodus 9:29, which we just read. Later on in Exodus 19:5, Deuteronomy 10:14, 1 Chronicles 29:11, Psalms 24:1, Psalms 50:12, Psalms 89:11, 1 Corinthians 10:26. But later on it says Satan owns the earth in Matthew 4 8 and 9, Luke 4, verses 5 and 6, but then says in Psalms 5, or 115, verse 16, says that the humans actually own the earth. So who owns the earth, Connie?
It's a co-op.
I was going to say, I was going to say the earth owns itself.
I would say that, yeah, we're a hiccup on the earth right now.
Yes, we are.
So,
9:29, I believe. No, I don't. Did you just read the, you read 29. Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9:30. I'm sorry. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. Wait a minute. He just said that he already admitted, it's like, okay, fine, your God's real, so I'm sinned against your God. So that, why is he suddenly, I think he's stalling. I think this is a stall tactic on his end to say, hey, yeah, you say you believe, but I bet you don't believe, because I don't know how long this volcano is going to go off for, so we're just going to, like, since I can't stop it because there's really no way for me to stop it, I'm going to just make some shit up and, you know, we're going to pass the time till it calms down.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to prove that you're really, you really believe, right?
Right.
No true Scotsman.
Right.
9:31. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was boiled.
Boiled. The flax is boiled. This sound. This
bald. I'm sorry. It's not boiled. It's bald. B-O-L-L-E-D.
With
whatever.
Bald? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It just means that, I think it means that the flax and this barley were already sprouted. They were, you know, they were getting ready to be harvested, or they were growing. So those crops are ruined.
Okay. I can't find any word. I forgot the letter here. Bald. There's a D on there, right?
Yes.
It's, it doesn't give me anything on the dictionary here. It just, wait a second here. This is really weird. This is a weird word. I've never heard it before. It says here,
bald
meaning
flax.
To swollen or potted for seeds, adopted for authorized version from the versions of Coverdale.
Oh, for
or is it in bloom? Oh, they were in bloom. Okay, it just says they're in bloom. Okay, everything's just right. In bloom. All right.
Okay.
All righty. I had to look that up. I'd never seen the word. It looks like boiled, but it's not.
Bald, yeah. I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
9:32. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. So they were basically young grass or young wheat, so they hadn't grown up yet. Okay.
So the hail and fire didn't affect those crops.
Right. And the fire, which was from a volcano, obviously, wasn't affected because it just, you know, it has yet to grow, because that's very common, actually. It'll kill a lot of the stuff that's grass that's older and it's already blooming or whatever, but the stuff that it'll all come back anyway. So,
well, when Mount St. Helens blew, the only crop it really affected in eastern Washington was the cherry crop, because it was in blossom and it knocked the blossoms off. But we had bumper crops of like apples and pears and a bunch of other fruits that are fall fruits. They're later blooming fruits. So it actually was 10, you know, how many miles of topsoil that landed in eastern Washington.
Right.
I'm not quite sure what he's saying here, but okay. Maybe just that he doesn't think that Pharaoh's really sorry because, you know, you haven't been totally wiped out yet.
Yeah, you're not dead. No, your people aren't dead yet. You mean you're still not?
You still got some crops here that could grow. I don't know.
Yeah.
9:33. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth.
So now he's saying that he spread his hands and he's like, okay, now I'm going to cease the rain. Okay, sure, whatever, dude. 9:34. And the Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased. He sinned yet more and hardened his heart and his servants. So, all right, now he's hardening his own heart again. And he saw, because it's like, oh, the rain stopped, the hail stopped, the thunder stopped. from the explosion of the thing there, that's finally subsided. So I'm just going to go back to doing whatever I was doing before, which is a normal thing. I mean, look at 9/11. After 9/11 happened, the day of, and this was simple psychology. When after 9/11 happened, people were a little nicer to each other for a little while, and then after that, after the event kind of was in our back of our heads now, it wasn't quite in the forefront anymore. Then we all kind of revert back to our own ways, the way we were before. This is nothing new. This is just simple psychology. You had a traumatic event, but you're just like, okay, I've moved on with my life, and I'm gonna go back to where I was, the way I used to be.
Yeah, he apologized.
Yeah,
and maybe he feels that that's all he has to do. I don't know, but it still was a dick move to make him to tick him off like that.
Yeah.
9:35, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. Neither would he let the children of Israel go, and the Lord, as the Lord had spoken by Moses.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, I said I'd let you go, but now I'm not going to let you go. And again, either God has hardened his heart or Pharaoh hardened his own heart. It's not really clear here, but I think in this instance, it's like, okay, yeah, well, you know what? Since you did that shit, I'm not going to let you go now. I mean, if I actually thought you brought forth a volcano and then you stopped it, and I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to let you go now. Whatever. This is just, this line is just to make the Pharaoh look really horrible. But we don't want you to be horrible. We want you to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And we want to show you I want you to show us how horrible you are not by donating a dollar. Could you do that, please? Please? A dollar? Just a dollar? Minimum of a dollar? Over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And show us how unhorrible you are by following us and liking us on facebook.com/ABANDNW. And we have a blog page where you can find the show and links to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes at abandnw.wordpress.com. If you like the show, or hate it or whatever, leave your comments, suggestions over at tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokeset, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us on iTunes. So until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the No Volcano Podcast.